a lot of them say, oh, my life's crap. Okay. Yes. And I say, wonderful. So they look at me, they think I haven't heard properly. And I said, yeah, that's wonderful that you've accepted that, because now you know that your life isn't where you want it to be. You're willing to make change.
A warm welcome to Our Spirited Life, the broadcast for women who simply will not settle. This season, we're talking about life in the third act, indeed owning our third act. You know why? Because we are living decades longer than our great-grandparents. That's not a very big gap for having been gifted a whole third act. 34 years on average. That's amazing. So how are we making the best of this? Well, today I'm delighted to welcome Rosemary Smith, who has faced life with bravery and humour, using common sense and determination to overcome huge obstacles in her path. Welcome, Rosemary.
Susie, it's delightful to be here. You are such an inspirational lady, and it's wonderful that you're doing these recordings so that we get this information out to people of, yes, of how important it is to look after yourself and to be ready for whatever life throws at you. And it will.
And it will indeed. I think very, very few people say they've had a charmed life. And actually, I think through challenge is the way we grow most efficiently. Rosemary, I know you as a bubbly and hugely positive woman who simply twinkles. So please tell us about some of those obstacles and how you keep that brightness shining, considering all you've been through.
I think it's taken a while to learn to do that, Susie, and it is a learned skill. And I think it's so important that when you face something, that you are thinking to yourself, how can I make a positive out of this? And I totally agree with you. It is at time the worst times that you grow the most. And once you've done it a couple of times, you think, well, if I could face that, I can certainly face this.
Oh, well, I suppose the old saying goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it is so true. And of course, we're recording this in the very first few days of 2021. And 2020 for many, many people has been a very, very difficult year. And it's a year where it's a good thing to have appreciated the small things in life, the things that we can be grateful for. But it's also a year where resilience has really mattered. So going back to our third act for the moment, Rosemary, I just want to ask you, what do you think of the advantages and disadvantages of starting something new later in life? And actually, perhaps further to that, do you think we older people have an advantage in our resilience through the challenges, for instance, of this past 2020?
I don't look at it quite like that, Susie. Mm-hmm. I think that the big thing is that when you're younger, there are a lot more jobs out there and a lot more opportunities within companies, etc. Mm-hmm. And you can afford to take risks at that time. And then you come into this point where you can't afford to take risks when you've got a family and so on. And then suddenly you come through that. And I think that many of us have so much to offer in our third act. And I didn't think I would, but I've sort of become an optimath, loving learning, loving change, seeing it as an opportunity instead of a problem.
I think that's fantastic. Yes, I've not heard of an optimath before. Is that what it means, seeing a problem as... What's the difference between an optimath and an optimist?
An optimist is somebody who looks at things in a positive light.
Yes.
And that's very important. Yes. And an Optimouth is somebody who gets into learning later in life.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for that one. I love
that. Oh, I love that word.
Yes. Oh, so that actually leads me beautifully onto a question. Do you obviously you believe in learning is for life. But why? Why do you think that's so important?
Because you have more time later on, and because the world is changing so fast. If you look at the change, even in the last 12 months, and it doesn't matter what you learned way, way back, or if you didn't learn very much at all way, way back, it's now that matters.
Oh, yes.
And we can encourage people to say, you know, I'm going to learn this and it'll take me a while longer, but I'm going to get there and I'm going to enjoy the journey. Oh, very important.
Very. As we have learnt with the challenges for some of the technical issues in setting up this book.
Don't go there.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes. And
honestly,
and
believe that.
We've made our mistakes. And the thing is, Susie, we're not frightened to make mistakes.
Mm.
And I think that's really important. And then you think, well, I didn't do it right last time, but next time I'll have a go. And if I'm a bit better, then that's it. And so then you move on. It's like stepping stones across a river. I always say, if once you get your foot on the first stepping stone, then you think, well, if I can do that, I can go on to the second one.
Yes, yes, to reach the other side.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that the learning, in fact, in Carrie Lindine's broadcast with me, she told a wonderful story about nuns, and I'm not going to repeat it, but if anybody wants to know how learning and three basic elements of being in service, of learning, and I can't remember the other one, so it's in the broadcast with Carrie, absolutely fascinating of the effect on our brains. And I know that, I think, exploring something new gets you waking up in the morning. I mean, even if it's a hobby, it doesn't have to be what we've undertaken with our broadcast. You know, it can be something that is just new to you so that it's exciting and a whole new, there's such a whole world out there. And aren't we blessed actually with technology and the internet and all the things that we can do with it? Like, here
yes.
we are.
I've just spent my first Christmas on my own, not because I'm a bar humbug and not because, but because of the risk to my family, of my family who are in frontline positions. Mm. And so I realized how much I appreciated the internet and Zoom. And I felt actually I was so busy on Christmas Day. I couldn't believe it. But yeah. I had an absolutely lovely time. And that's thanks to technology and honouring that.
And, my darling, it's thanks to a positive attitude.
Yeah.
I think I was lucky enough to be perhaps born optimist. That doesn't mean to say that I don't, you know, get down and different things affect me. But I think if you are a born optimist, then that really helps. But you have, I'm not sure if you're a born optimist or not.
Well, I don't think I was a born optimist.
Okay.
I think that's a learned skill.
Yes.
You are an absolutely positive person. So, first of all, what motivates you to evolve and keep growing? And also that positivity, how have you imbued that within yourself?
I find that if you look on things in a positive light and try to find the silver lining to the cloud, it makes life a lot more enjoyable, and it makes bearing the pain and the weight of what you're carrying. And it doesn't matter whether that's a small thing or a large thing. If you look at it, try to look at it in a positive light, and you can't do it all the time, but if you do it 80% of the time, I'm a big 80-20 girl.
Oh, yes.
I try to do things, but if I can do it 80-20, I'm not a perfectionist. If I can do it 80-20, I'm very happy with myself.
Yeah.
I talk to a lot of young people, and your confidence in yourself, which definitely grows with age, I see them, you know, and when I'm with young people, it gives me an idea of where they are. And I say to them, this is just a rough scale I've drawn out. This is 1, this is 5, and this is 10. Where would you put yourself on that sheet of paper? Mm-hmm. And one girl said, Miss, your paper's not big enough. So I said, what do you mean it's not big enough? She says, Miss, I'm over here.
Oh, so it's lower than zero.
How far are you over here? Miss, she says, it's minus 50. I'm on the floor.
Oh, no.
And then you work with this person and you realise what a talented person she is underneath that. But she's got to feel that in order to come out. And so I get a huge... real feeling of satisfaction by working with young people and trying to inspire them. In fact, a lot of them say, my life's crap. Okay. And I say, wonderful. So they look at me, they think I haven't heard properly. And I said, yeah, that's wonderful that you've accepted that, because now you know that your life isn't where you want it to be. You're willing to make change.
Ah, the only way is up.
And then I also talk about crap, and I talk about C being courage, R being resilience, A being authenticity, and P being positive.
Oh, I love that, Rosemary. That's fantastic.
And so then I talk about people like who have given me the courage to be who I am and to go out and to do what I do. And I look at the people that have inspired me. And it's really important that we have people that inspire me. And one of the people that inspires me hugely is in the 1800s, a doctor called Dr. William Penny Brooks. And he went out and worked with young people and taught them about the bigger world outside their lives and got them exercising to be the best you can be. He always said you have to be mentally and physically fit. Mm-hmm. And so he was so far ahead of his time. In fact, the man who ran the London 2012, Sebastian Coe, says, oh, yeah, Rosemary, he was a century ahead of his time. And mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how small the changes are. I have this tray which always remains in my home whenever I'm feeling a bit down.
Oh, hold it, Rosemary, hold it up again, because for the audio podcast, I need to. Dr. William Penny Brooks says, if you drop a small pebble in a large lake, it will cause ripples, which will eventually reach the whole shore. Wonderful, wonderful. And I think that's one of the lovely things that we are doing, is to bring perhaps some experience, some empathy, some fun, some sharing, some support into people's homes, because we're not celebrities, and it's important that it's kind of like people like us, and it's about that support system, badly needed, and inspiration, because as we said earlier, nobody's life is perfect, and some people haven't built up that resilience yet. And I think once you do, it brings you such peace of mind. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we can bring to ourselves and to others, is peace of mind.
I always say to the young people I work with that, you know, it's important who you surround yourself with. Mm. Now, even 30 years ago, not 300 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe even up to 10 years ago, that you only had the people that were around where you lived and in your school and around you. Mm. Now, through podcasts, through TED Talks, through the social media, through all sorts of things, you can find some wonderfully positive people, and they are at the end of your on your computer screen whenever you want them. Mm. And so if you're feeling that you bit down or whatever, then it's important that you go to those sort of places and listen to all this wonderful knowledge that we can now pick up worldwide. This is the exciting part of technology, another part of technology.
It is exciting, but I think that's a choice, because We, any of us, can so easily on social media and particularly be affected by what we see, which often isn't true. We can go down a scrolling hole and start comparing our lives with others. And so we have to make the choice to go and seek out the positivity. So is that how you remain so positive, by choosing to go where the positivity flows?
Yes. And I'm very careful on social media because people show you all their highlights. They don't show you the bits in between.
The crap, the real and crap.
But it's important, the A of crap is authenticity. And you have to be yourself, and you have to make this journey, you know, so that you are around and speaking in a way, listen to how people speak, listen to the words they use, and those positive words, I can, you know, not I should, but, you know, these sort of words you have to be very careful of, because we've all been down that rabbit hole of guilt and feeling inadequate. Yes. And so on, and it's a natural thing. In we shouldn't think of it as anything but natural. But what you've got to do is you've got to find what you're good at, what inspires you, and go towards that. And if you do that, firstly, you'll remain a lot younger, and secondly, you'll be positive. And it's important. You are all you need.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I was told in a story that we have everything we need inside ourselves, but sometimes perhaps we've got to dig a bit deeper to find it. I certainly did. But it's that belief. And I feel with my work, perhaps my part of my, I hesitate to say my job, but what I love to do is believe in other people until they believe in themselves. Because, and that's, I suppose, the empathy thing. That's, I've been there, I've been down there, and I know if I can do it, other people can too. And so it brings us back to learning for life and being in our third act and being able to perhaps give back, but also to support each other.
Yeah, I think there's something else that I think is really important, and that's to have quiet times. You don't have to keep yourself constantly busy. Mm. I think that people have been doing retreats and meditation and walking in nature, and you don't need to spend money on this. You can just be, and you'd be surprised what good ideas come into your head when you allow yourself a little bit of quiet time. And I know if you're living in a busy household and things, that it's very difficult. Sometimes I just used to go pull the bedclothes over my head and just close my eyes and just be. And I think to let go and just be is really important.
Yes, be a human being, not a human doing.
And helps you. It helps you to get balance. And it also is where you will get your intuitive ideas. And we all have these. We just have, if you are always on, you know, the screen, your computer, and then busy and rushing here and talking to that person on the phone, and just allow those thoughts to come, and they come often in quiet times.
In quiet times. And I love the fact that it's intuitive thoughts, because I think maybe we've come rather far away from trusting our intuition, trusting our gut. I'm reading the most beautiful series of books. I love to read when I go to bed. I read a novel. And this series of books, I think, is Lucinda Riley, The Seven Sisters. Great big thick books of enormously fabulous stories of all over the world. And the one I'm reading at the moment, and it's coincidence, maybe it isn't coincidence, that you've talked about intuition. It's based in Australia, and with the indigenous tribes out there, of course, who so are in tune with their intuition that it's really made me think about that. So, thank you for that, Rosemary, because it is important that we trust our intuition.
And I think there's one other thing that I always keep saying to myself. The road to success is always under construction.
yes, and bumpy and bendy, yes, and very much under construction.
But worth the journey.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And the journey is more important than the destination.
Yes, like happiness. Happiness is a journey, not a destination. I know you and I love positive quotes, and I will be putting all of the quotes that we've done and the books that we've discussed in the accompanying document. I've got a name for it. It's called Love Bites. Oh, actually, that sounds a bit wicked.
You can take it any way you like, as long as you get some understanding from it.
Is it called Love Bites? I really just thought of it. I will correct that in time. Anyway, it's a newsletter, but I refuse to call it a newsletter. So. Oh, dear. Peace of mind, being mindful, quiet times, intuition. These are all things that if they don't come naturally to us, we can learn. But actually, you always seem, and I know you do take your quiet times, but you always seem to be very busy. So what are you involved with right now?
I'm moving from one structure to another, and I haven't done podcasts and recording before. So during lockdown, I thought, this is my opportunity. This is my time that I have like I've never had before. And so I'm taking advantage of my furlough time and really learning and making sure that I remain positive, and also just in being inspired by wonderful people. And doesn't matter, and I have different people at different times that I really love. And so that is always my big thing, is to learn and grow. And then you suddenly, a door will open. And the whole thing about success is it's preparedness and opportunity when they come together.
Absolutely. And frankly, if the door doesn't open, as I read in another lovely quote, it's not your door.
Or give it a bit of a kick.
That's that attitude that I love. Oh, that's when I went blonde and forgot what I was going to say. There's a lovely thing, and there was a lovely thing. It's all very funny and amusing. But actually, I think some people do it naturally as they get older. We don't need to become grumpy old women. I'm getting younger, I think, in my attitude. Not childish, but I'm appreciating the childlike wonders of things, and more joyful, certainly not more grumpy as I get older, because I don't want to be a grumpy old woman. I want to be, you know, nice to be around.
Yes, and I think I did a survey recently on positivity, all the different age groups. And the thing that struck me more than anything else was people over 90. I said to them, did your parents, you know, talk to you about resilience and positivity? And did you read self-help books? And they laugh like drains and say, load of old codswallop. No, I didn't do that. But what I did was, my parents always said to me, if you get kicked down, you get yourself back up. And I said, but how do you cope with things? How, you know, what makes you happy? How do you, you know, when you have less health and less money and less all these different things that you have when you're 90 years old, because the world has moved on so much. Never has it moved on so much that since 90 year olds were born. And they said, well, you know, you have to have a positive attitude. It's absolutely essential. And then if I wake up in the night, I put the World Service on and I listen to that. And they just, you know, they just seem to feel that it's instinctive for them, possibly because of their upbringing, to be positive. Now, there are grumpy old people, there are miserable young people, and there are many young people who are absolutely inspirational. They're just getting on their feet. And I have huge optimism for the future, because the young people that are coming through have had lots of holes and bumps in their road, and they appreciate those and they've learned from them. And I think they will be far nicer than our generation. That's my feeling.
Yeah. And I think also perhaps they're not afraid to speak up. I know it was like it in my day when I was at school. I was taught to respect my elders because they were my elders. And I didn't say boo to a goose when I was younger. And so nowadays, though, look at the marches. Look at those young people speaking up against a certain American president. Look at Greta speaking up about climate change. They're not afraid to have a voice, are they?
And the more that people do that, the more that their voices will be heard and should be heard.
And Malala, the young girl shot by the Taliban, about education, which leads us back nicely to any more of the responses from your positivity questionnaire, because I find that very educational.
I ask people what they do when they're feeling a bit down to right the balance, is what I call it. Get back in balance again, get back in sync again. And everybody finds their own way of doing it. Some people read the desire from libraries for the classics during the last year has like quadrupled the normal requirement. Some people bake, some people listen to the radio, some people listen to music. Music has an enormous effect, particularly on young people, and they turn to that more, I think, than we did when I was younger. And so the way that they handle it, and you've got to have a balance and try and avoid those excesses, because they're hard to pull back from. And I'm talking about drugs, I'm talking about drink, alcohol, I'm talking about shopping, I'm talking about gambling, and the list goes on and on. And they're ways of escaping, but they're not constructive ways of escaping. And it's much better to find a way that you can inspire yourself to be the best you can be in this circumstance. That might be just getting out of bed in the morning. That might be taking the smallest steps. But like going over the river again, once you take one step, then you think, oh, well, I'll just go on to number two and number three and so on. And suddenly you're across the river.
And it must be much, much easier when you have a support system and you've got somebody on the other side, either on the other side, beckoning you on, saying, come on, you can do it. Or there's another set of steps beside your own set of steps, and you've got somebody going along that journey with you. And I think that's where, again, what we're doing comes in. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting because I read somewhere that the level of serotonin in one's body is more raised by giving than receiving. And I love that. So actually, giving and being supportive makes us feel good as well, which is great. So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, but you don't have to give to be loved and appreciated and respected. All you have to be is consistently going in the right direction, and people do notice. People say, nobody notices me. We do notice you. We notice when you are really making an effort from within you, that burning flame that's always there. And sometimes you think it's gone out, and then suddenly you think of something and it becomes a light again. And we've got to have that North Star which we're moving towards. And as long as everything you do is going towards, or 80-20, 80% of what you're doing is going towards that North Star. So we only do things and we're only with people that are around that will take us and help us on our journey. It's really important to talk to friends that are on a like path. Now you can find people on the internet that are on a like path. You can find, there's so many resources without any money at all.
Yes, and that's very true. I wanted to slightly rewind a little bit to ask you to go alongside the three top tips or the one major takeaway for our audience. I mentioned that you'd been through huge challenges. So would you be prepared to just touch on some of those and then explain to us how you took your first step that has become the first step to this journey, and you have created such a positive persona, but it's an authentic one. So would you prepare to share some of the things and then just tell us about the taking of that first step?
Yes, I had a very difficult relationship with my father. And my mother was not supportive of me, and there was abuse involved, and I came through that and learned to be self-sufficient. And the person, I think it's always difficult when the people around you when you're growing up are not supportive of you being the best you can be. And I think that holds you back. And so I just said to myself, I'm not going to let this. So I went out and found other people that would parent me. I think that was one of my biggest steps, was thinking, this is the sort of person I want as a parent. So I will be around them. And I never said to them that I wanted them to parent me, but I think they just knew. They knew that they that was what I needed, and they stepped up to the plate beautifully. And I am so appreciative to those people. Mm-hmm. And then I unfortunately made a bad choice in my marriage partner. And so that went on, and all sorts of difficulties of facing illness of those around me. And so, you know, when you've been through that, then you think to yourself, I've managed to get through all this. How can I help somebody else to be there? And you can't be positive all the time, and you shouldn't be afraid of ever crying or saying, I'm really struggling today. Because then people understand where you're at. And it's really important that you tell people where you're at. And it's your perception of where you're at. And that's the important thing. It's not what they think. It's what you think.
Yes. And I think we women are blessed with being more natural communicators than men. We talk about we share our problems, our challenges, our issues. And yet there's still elements that we don't. I lost a baby in the early stages between my two girls. And I couldn't believe the number of my friends who came to me then explaining that they'd had the same experience. Because there are certain things, I suppose, that in those days we still didn't really talk about. And I think even the last, in fact, my eldest was 30 on the 1st of this month and January. And gosh, how that time has flown. And I think that we do now talk about all sorts of elements of life far, far more openly. And it is not, it was not the done thing. I mean, even to talk about money, I think, when I was young. But now it's much, much better to express ones. I think if you don't express a certain element of vulnerability, you are not going to draw in or attract the support. It's okay not to be okay. There's even been a song about that, hasn't there, in the last few weeks. And it just is. And
I think that we as a society have got a long way still to go, but I think we're hugely more open than we were. Mm. You only have to look at the subjects talked about on Woman's Hour, on Radio 4, to realise how far we have come and how much we have to learn. And of course, there are new things that are affecting people all the time. Mm. And one of the things that has come out of COVID, and there have been some really good developments because of COVID, we've got vaccines that took 20 years to do. We've done it in less than a year. There's a lot of technology that we have embraced, had to embrace, and I think has moved us on. And I think we won't go back to the old normal. The new normal will come sometime when we're vaccinated and when the threat of this COVID-19 has passed.
Yeah. Yes, and also what I really hope is that in every country, it's what have we learned from this? What are the lessons that we've learned from this? Going right back to the animal welfare, the hygiene, you know, what have we learned so that we can go forward into the new normal without having to go through this again?
We have to learn to embrace each other. Now, when I'm in the grocery store, I go around into the next aisle and there's somebody, I go, oh, can't go down. You know, and we've got, when you see somebody coming towards you, just walking along the street, and you could cross the road so that one of you crosses the road so you can be 2 meters apart. Mm-hmm. And we have to get over that and learn to embrace each other physically as well as metaphorically, and the whole concept of making this a smaller world and a better world, and in helping people and making sure that they know that mistakes are just fine, they're stepping stones in the river.
The stepping stones. How old were you when you took that decision, that first stepping stone into find somebody to parent you, by the way?
I was 7.
Oh, goodness, that's young.
And I went across the road to an old lady who lived across the road. And my mother got very suspicious. Why are you going to see that old lady all the time? And she just talked about her life and talked about how to overcome things. And that was just what I want. And she made me feel loved and wanted and secure. And she also made me feel courageous.
Oh, wonderful. Gosh, thank heavens for that lady. And I think that's where I've seen on television these beautiful programs where they bring toddlers into old people's homes and they do things together. And I think, you know, it depends on the culture, doesn't it? There's a natural embracing of all the different generations in some cultures that perhaps isn't so much embraced in the Western world. And yet I know that grandparents have missed their little ones and their grandchildren so, so much, and are looking forward to getting back to being looking after whilst people go back to work. I'm feeling quite broody to be a grandparent, actually. I'm not quite ready, but when it comes, I shall embrace that as another beautiful stage in life. So you've given us lots of advice and information because I know it is your passion. You have a passion for positivity. Do you have any particular tips that our audience can take away?
I think that the most important thing is to look at where you are, where you want to go, and how you can put the steps in place to get from A to B.
Fabulous. That is, that's it, isn't it? So just, and again, that comes with being a human being, not doing, so that you can take a step back and actually figure your life out. I was once told by, I worked with Dawn and Kindersley, the publisher, in direct sales, and my marketing manager was a much, much older gentleman. Sadly, he's left us now, but his wisdom, he was another fan of Tony Robbins, Rosemary. And I can remember he had all these self-development books at one of the conferences that we had, and they were on the table, and he was there, and I said to him, which one should I read? And he said, Susie, you should read them all. Now, I know there's that word should in there, but I was asking for his advice. And Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within was the first one I picked up. Yeah. So.
But it's one step at a time, Susie. Do one self-help book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Skim through and then go back and pick up the bits that you are more interested in, and then do another one. So we don't get overwhelmed. We must be kind. Must be kind to you, and be very careful about that relay in your head, because that is so toxic if you speak in a way to yourself that you wouldn't dream of speaking to anybody else.
Yes, I must. Yeah, wouldn't say that to anybody else. Yeah. Yes. No, I think I've been on the perfectionist path to poverty. It's not worth it. I think now I pay attention to detail, but I certainly don't need it to be perfect. So let's get to one of my favourite bits as well, which, because I love music and I always have, and music has really supported me through the journey of my life. Gosh, if anybody asked me for one song that uplifted and empowered me, I'd find it very hard not to write a whole page. So the song that uplifts and empowers you, Rosemary, have you chosen one for us?
I have, and I knew of this song, but I went to France as part of a group that were in Twin Towns, and they came to see us in England, and then we went to France to visit them. And on the last night, all the French women stood up and they sang Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. Oh, and they did it in their wonderful French accents. Oh, and it was just one of those moments. So that has to be my choice.
Oh,
fabulous. And with wonderful memories as well. I love that. Yes. I wish that we could have heard it, but I will.
I don't want people just to survive. I do want you to survive, but I want you to be more than that. I want you to thrive. Mm. And that's the little bit that you've got to do one step at a time, but you can get there.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Great fun when you are, and on the journey, and the people that you meet on the way.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, it's that reason, season, lifetime of people coming into our lives. And some actually are there for a lifetime, but they dip in and out maybe for a few weeks, a few months, or even a few years. And when the time is right, they'll come back in again. So I think there's just that trusting in life. And for me, it's the universe. For some, it would be God or Allah. It's, you know, it's just whatever higher power we believe in. I do believe that on the whole, it has our back. And so music absolutely is an inspiration and very, very powerful.
Whatever you go through, Susie, I think and it's probably very hard at the time, or it can be just a little thing. But when you look back 10 years, you then think, well, if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have met this person, or I wouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. And it seems, if you look at it, the more I look at people's lives and back through what they've been through, good and bad, that leads you on. And I'm a huge believer that you will, if you go out there, you will find the right teacher. There's an old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will come.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Absolutely. And totally agree with that. Actually, it's quite spooky how these things happen. Yes.
I have to tell you, Susie, I love my sayings. They're all over my and pictures that inspire me of nature, etc. And at one time I had a really old kitchen. And so I put it all over the kitchen cabinets. And when they were going to be replaced, the men came to take the other ones down. And they came to me and they said, you'll never guess what. We've taken all the pictures and all the sayings, and do you know there was a set of kitchen cabinets behind them? I just love that.
Oh, bless them and bless you. Absolutely.
on the bathroom mirror, wherever you are, when you're cooking, on the back of the, you know, on the inside of cupboards is another one, because nobody needs to know it's there. But just and just say it to yourself. And if you keep saying positive things to yourself, that dialogue will catch on, and your body will say, oh, okay. And when you say in positive things to yourself, it affects your whole body. And also it affects your whole body when you say bad things.
Oh, completely.
And we have to keep our body strong, and we have to keep our body mentally strong, because our mental thoughts affect our physical thoughts.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. And so maybe for those who are listening who actually don't have a support system, stay with us and think about those positive little notes and supports all over your house. But also, I remember that there's a lovely thing you can do, because there are natural worriers amongst us, and it's to make a pretty box, which is your worry box. And every time you have a worry, pop that like a little letterbox, write it down on a piece of paper and put it in your worry box. And then at the end of the month, when you open it, you will actually see that probably hardly any of those worries actually came to fruition. So you can get it off your mind, get it out of your head and your heart, and just let it go. You narrated the most beautiful poem, Rosemary, called Let It Go, for us on New Year's Day. And I would love to have the details of that so that I can add that to my little Love Bites newsletter, whatever it's going to be called.
Letting Go. And it's by Safia Rose.
Okay, I shall look it up and I will add it up.
And yes, just say it whenever you're feeling a bit down, and it just allows you to what you were just talking about. Totally agree, Susie. And I used to have an old tissue box and post things into that, and you'd be amazed how much better you feel when you've written it down and sent it. I used to think it was like my mailbox, the old tissue box, and get all the comments and all the thoughts, all the negative thoughts, and it works. It works. It makes you think somehow when you write things down. And somebody even persuaded me on one lovely women's event I went on. They said, write three things down that are really negative. And then we had a huge bumper outside and we burnt them all.
yes. Oh, actually, I had to go and burn some thoughts and notes. I put them in a roasting tray, and I went into my bathroom, because that's the only place there isn't smoke alarms. And it was only a small bonfire, but it was in a big roasting tray, and it was absolutely wonderful, because I love the smell of matches anyway. So I lit it with a match. And do you know, the only word that I could make out on the ashes of this curled up pieces of paper was love. So I took a photograph of it. It was absolutely wonderful. Anyway, we could talk for hours and hours. For more inspiration and ideas on how to live a truly spirited life, just press subscribe. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, details of how will accompany this broadcast. Thank you so much, Rosemary, for being part of this.
I've loved coming on this program, and I wish everybody a year ahead that will take you towards your North Star.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful. So everyone, keep well, stay spirited, and we'll see you again soon.
If you enjoyed this broadcast, please remember to like and subscribe. And to enjoy fabulous extra value, just click the link to our membership page.